This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand. Every year, thousands of people leave Cuba. Those who set out on homemade rafts or in fast speedboats get the most media attention. But most Cuban migrants depart in a far less dramatic fashion, with legal immigration petitions, by marriage to foreigners, or by going abroad to work and never coming back. Youth Radio's Nick Miroff has this report on how this migration has changed a group of close friends in Havana.
Every afternoon behind this rundown middle school in western Havana, La Liga meets to play hoops. La Liga means the league, but this league is really just a group of neighborhood friends who have grown up together and are obsessed with basketball. To call their afternoon routine a league may be a stretch, but La Liga isn't a complete misnomer. The term has another unintended meaning in Spanish, link or bond, something that holds things together. 24-year-old Mario Oliva says he's been going there to play since he was 11.
It's like a religion for us, like going to Mass. We're not religious, but for us, basketball is our religion. It's something we do to forget our problems, to feel good, to be with other people.
The middle school where they play is only a few blocks from posh tourist hotels and Havana's Embassy Row, but their basketball court looks more like the rest of the city, crumbling, dilapidated, held together mostly thanks to ingenuity and improvised repairs. The guys in La Liga have been playing each other over and over for years, and their half-court, three-on-three games are intensely competitive. But it's more than love for the game that brings them together, says three-point sharpshooter Isnel Soto.
It's not just about basketball. We also go there to talk, to get things off our chests. We get into debates and everyone gives their opinions, what to think about this or that. It's not just about basketball, it's about life itself.
As the young men grow older, heated political discussions have also become a part of the afternoon meetings. Unlike their classrooms or workplaces, the basketball court is a place where they're free to openly criticize the government. But the players whose parents hold the best government jobs tend to be Fidel Castro's most passionate defenders. The guys here come from different economic backgrounds, and to tell whose families are better off, all you have to do is look at their shoes. 19-year-old Rakim has only recently been able to afford his own sneakers. Before that, he played for years in a pair of old boots. Rakim has grown a few inches taller in the past year and can now dunk. He's also just graduated to the south side of the court, where the better players are.
They used to tease me a lot and call me skinny, but that's just the way it is here, you know? They wanted me to learn. With time, I've gotten better, and now I'm good enough to play at their level.
Rakim has earned his spot, but he probably wouldn't be there if it wasn't for the loss of so many other players. In the past year or so, nearly half the regular players in La Liga have left Cuba. Carlos, a 6'6" center, went to Spain, as did Yuka, who lived across the street from the court. Emilio, known as Nike for the shoes he wore, went to Panama. Isnel was his closest friend.
I was the first person to find out that he was leaving for Panama. I felt bad when I found out, and I know he did too, because he was supposed to leave on a Saturday, but ended up leaving a day early. No one even had the chance to say goodbye to him. I felt his emptiness, you know? And for the league, it was like we were a professional team that had lost three of its best players. They quit the team or went to another league, and it just wasn't going to be the same after that.
It's getting harder for the guys to round up enough players for a game. They say Cuba isn't such a bad place to grow up, with high-quality education and relatively little violence or drugs. But they also recognize that reaching adulthood is a crossroads. If they stay, young men like these, trained for careers in computer technology, physical therapy, and television, can look forward to being some of the worst-paid professionals in the world. Of anyone in the group, 21-year-old Camilo probably has the best future prospects. He's lived in Cuba all his life, but his parents are foreign residents from South America, and it's easier for him to travel abroad. He's also the only one in the group with satellite television, so everyone always goes to his house to watch NBA games on ESPN Deportes. In spite of the privileges he does have, Camilo doesn't plan to stay in Cuba either.
I'd like to stay in Cuba, This is where my friends are. But there's this urgency to leave and go somewhere where you have more opportunities. I think that among our friends, and in Cuba in general, every young person arrives at this moment when they think about their future careers and the kind of freedom and independence they'll have. It's really hard, because the more you learn and the more experience you gain, the more you want from life.
These days, La Liga is not in session. The guys say maybe they'll start playing again in a few months. They say Yuka is supposed to visit this summer from Spain, and Emilio might come from Panama, too. But right now, the younger boys from the other end of the court have moved down and taken La Liga's place. For NPR News, I'm Nick Muroff.
And that story was produced by Youth Radio's International Desk in association with National Geographic.